everyone, and welcome back again to the First Revenue Podcast of 2025. I am your host, Kara French. As always, thanks for joining us today for podcast number 14. I can't believe it. We are so glad that you're here. Before we dive into our topic of the day, we want to make sure you visit our webpage at www.billingplatform.com/podcast to check out all of the previous episodes. And we are thrilled to be back with, I think, three-time guest. Introducing BP Pay today is Matt Rehm, Billing Platform's Director of Product Marketing. Matt, welcome. We are so glad to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kara. Glad to be back. I didn't realize it was three times.
I think this is third time is the charm, and we have pretty big news today, right?
Oh, absolutely.
We are launching officially BP Pay, press release announced today of that we recorded. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. I think this is just such a really exciting thing for Billing Platform and what we offer. Can you just give us a quick overview? We're throwing around this new word, BP Pay. Explain what the new product offering means for businesses.
Yeah, definitely. We're really pleased to announce this. BP Pay is something that we've worked on for a while. It is our new native payment processing solution. So BP obviously stands for Billing Platform.
Of course, yeah.
Is the payment processing part. So what it does is eliminates the need for to have those third-party payment gateways. Oh. What we're doing is bringing payments fully into the Billing Platform right where they belong. It's new, but we support all credit card, ACH direct debit payments for most of your major countries. And because it is new, there is still more to come, more payment methods, more countries, as we continue to expand this throughout the year. So as far as what it means for businesses, I mean, right now, I think a lot of businesses can relate to the swivel chair process, right, where they flip between different systems and interfaces, you know, from billing to payments and back, trying to reconcile. A lot of times they will put in a lot of manual effort, a lot of spreadsheet work, trying to tick and tie things, or it can go into complex integrations, but it always brings along with it reconciliation headaches, audit trail problems, things like that. And so BP Pay solves that problem by keeping payments and billing together in one happy place, which, you know, ultimately gives customers better control, faster time to cash, even, and a much smoother customer experience.
Yeah, no, that's great. And that's something, when we're talking about one solution, we're really doing it all with BP Pay now.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, Billing Platform has always been about the one place, right? We want to manage the entire revenue life cycle. And so payments is a big part of that. And so that's why we're so happy to bring that in-house now.
So in terms of key capabilities that BP Pay brings to the table, are there any standout features that customers should be excited about?
Oh, yes. There's so many.
Of course.
Where do I even begin?
There's so much. How do we pick one?
Let's begin with the one I just said, which is it's all unified in one platform, right? So all the payment activity is flowing within Billing Platform. You don't need to have external payment systems. So that's a great feature. It does provide full visibility, you know, throughout the payment and billing invoicing process. You've got full visibility, real-time payment status updates, and it's all directly in your billing workflow. Another one I would mention is that it really simplifies the operations because it is combined into one system. You don't have to manually reconcile between systems. We're basically, you know, it's like there was a middleman, you, right?
Right.
The accounting seat trying to reconcile this. We've removed the middleman, not in a bad way. Right. That middleman, instead of reconciling these systems, can now do something that's a higher value.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not, we're not saying we're removing a person, but we're removing a process, right?
Sure.
And then the last one I would maybe mention right now is just the security and compliance. Obviously, we've got PCI DSS level one compliance. And so customers don't need to have that, right?
That's huge.
It's an advantage. Yeah, it's a big advantage for customers because they don't have to manage that themselves. They don't have to work with the third-party gateways that they were working with, because those often require, paperwork, audits, and we have removed all of that burden for you. We're managing the PCI DSS, D, I think I put an extra S, PCI DSS compliance.
That is a huge differentiator there, removing all that extra, external, we're talking about audits, paperwork, things like that. That's an amazing feature. So
We're just trying to make life easier for our customers. That's all.
exactly. So speaking of making life easier, it's Q1's wrapping up. We've closed the door, so to speak, on 2024. Now we've got to look at, as a business, okay, what are these operational goals for the rest, Q2 and beyond in 2025? How can BP Pay, help improve efficiency, improve processes, increase productivity, for our customers?
Yeah, great question. Q1, where did it go?
No, right?
It's
But
crazy,
time
but
flies when you're having fun.
it does for sure. And so it is a good time. People have wrapped up their 24 books, like you're saying. A lot of times, obviously, it depends on their fiscal year, but Q1 is a good time to reflect on that. How did we do? How's our first quarter of the new year looking? There's been a lot of uncertainty, right? Q4 and Q1. And so it's a good time for companies to take a step back and look at what they're doing. I think, at the executive level, they need to be looking at some of the high-level things like optimizing cash flow, streamlining operations. How can we reduce cost, increase revenue? All of those kinds of things. And so getting into payment-specific things. There's some metrics that companies can look at. DSO, obviously, day sales outstanding, and then payment-related metrics like failure rate, reconciliation time, disputes. How accurate is your Cash App? And so, if these metrics are headed in the wrong direction, it's time to take a serious look. And even I would suggest, let's look at billing platform and see if they can help. Like I said, billing platform is all about, covering that whole revenue life cycle, and payments are a super important part of that, but they often get overlooked, right? It's become kind of a commodity to process payments. But what billing platform does, in general as a product, is to remove a lot of the friction inherent in the billing, invoicing, payment processes, which can speed up collection of payments, eliminate, obviously, the hidden costs that you get from your third-party payment processors. And so that can help finance and billing teams, do a lot of things better. They close the books faster, they make fewer errors, and all while maintaining compliance and security.
You were talking about, payments is a crucial, but it's just an overlooked part of revenue lifecycle management. And I think, just with everything we're seeing, things continually evolving, things are changing. So how does BP Pay meet, growing industry demands, compliance, and then how does it overhance? We were talking earlier about that overall billing platform, revenue lifecycle management experience.
Yes, we love the experience. What we hear from a lot of customers and prospects just across the market in general is that, businesses that have been doing this, third-party system disconnected from your billing, they're kind of done with that, I mean,
Interesting.
we have the technology, I mean, we can put a man on the moon, so they say. But we have technology that can bring that together. And so, companies don't want to do that separately anymore. They want to have a single platform where they can do all the revenue things, right? Invoice customers, collect payments, recognize revenue, and manage all of that stuff. And so that's what billing platform delivers. And so BP Pay is a critical part of that because we built that in response to this demand for, having it all combined, right? For the results that you can get from that, which are operational efficiency, faster cash flow, and better payment experiences for your customers. So by eliminating these third-party gateways, It cuts down on costs, manual processes, improves security and compliance, and keeps it all within the billing platform environment. As I said earlier, all unified on one platform. So it's not just a payment solution. It's essentially a key step towards this whole vision of end-to-end revenue operations, if you
Yeah,
will.
and it's just another step we were talking earlier about complete visibility into all aspects of your operations, just improving that efficiency even more.
We're all about visibility.
Visibility is great. So we're going to wrap things up. Obviously, this is a little bit of a shorter podcast than normal, but we want to talk about BP Pay, just the quick takeaways. What are some of the top things if someone's considering it? For managing the revenue lifecycle, what are things they need to know? Three key, four key takeaways.
All right, let me give you three and then one more that summarizes them all differently. All right, so just to recap what we talked about, it obviously it simplifies your payment processes, right? There's no more third-party integrations. It's all in a single platform. Number two, I would say the visibility, just to go back to visibility and control as well over the entire end-to-end revenue lifecycle process. And number three, I guess I would say cash flow accelerates the cash flow,
Right.
but also improves the customer payment experience. So I guess that is four. It's all about simplifying operations, improving cash flow, and reducing the friction anywhere in the process that we can.
So those are a few things. Is there like a big overarching takeaway of what BP Pay sort of really brings to the table?
If there was one thing, Kara, that I would want listeners to take away from this, it's this, that your payment processes should not be slowing down your businesses. They should not be a hurdle. They should be an advantage to you, right? They should be a benefit to you. So BP Pay is part of that in that it helps you simplify your payments, speed up your cash flow. It gives you full visibility throughout the entire payment process without having to hassle with third-party systems. It's all in billing platform. It's ready to help you run your business smarter, get paid faster. And I guess one way to think of it is one less vendor, one less contract, one less headache.
I'm all about eliminating the headaches, especially when it
Right?
comes to billing. That for sure, that is a definite benefit to our customers. Matt, it has been so great visiting with you. Thanks for being with us and just kind of going over all things BP Pay.
Of course, Kara, anytime. It's an exciting product. I hope people come to our website and check it out and ask us questions about it.
Absolutely. So just wanted to mention you can go to the website right now and take a little bit of a deeper dive into all things BP Pay. So you just need to visit www.billingplatform.com/BP Pay, and there'll be a data sheet there that you can download, take a look, and don't hesitate to reach out to us with any questions. We're happy to answer them. We'll be
Yeah.
back with another podcast soon. We're going to kick this series off for 2025. And as always, we here at the Revenue Podcast, thanks so much for joining us. We look forward to having you back as we talk about all things revenue and exciting new topics coming down the road. Thanks for listening and for having your cup of coffee, tea, or whatever makes you happy with us. Cheers.